Thank you, Allah, for the Madani environment. Thank you, Allah, for all your blessings. Thank you, Allah, for all your blessings. Thank you, Allah, for the Madani environment.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome back to our series Religious Islamic Environment at Home. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we'll be looking at how we can maintain a true love and harmony at home. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, the focus today will be similar to the bond that we as men should maintain at home and should try as much as possible to build at home. And we'll look at the now adverse aspects of which if we ourselves do not maintain that love and true affection for the at home, the love for the husband, the love for the wife, and we do not ourselves try as much as possible to at home to cultivate that culture of Islam at home that would bring true barakat of mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla at home, or maintaining that religious environment that we need at home. And on the other hand, we do have some form of affection. And yes, you find some people do have affection for their wives, for their children, as it was we stated earlier on, but it's barefoot, or it's not in any way built upon the Sunnah or the Quran and Sunnah and the teachings of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you'd find that In such homes, though it may be look like a perfect home in terms of love and affection, but that love that is not linked to Allah Azza wa Jalla, connected to Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the result that is an adverse result, and it's a result that would not bring about the true culture of Islam. And as a result, this type of love is a dangerous love. So we find that, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, as we proceed and we carry on with our episode, inshallah, we learn about how important it is that we ourselves make a difference between just a house and a home that is just for the sake of loving each other for this worldly life with no bearing whatsoever with our hereafter, with our life after death, a life in the grave, etc. Before we do so, before we carry on, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, let us, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, hear about the significance and importance of sending Durood Sharif upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Person, he takes it upon himself or herself with devotion and love and sends, or merely recites one Durood Sharif and presents it in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the reward for this one single Durood Sharif upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah azza wa jalla showers upon such a person 10 rewards, 10 virtues. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi. The niyat of a believer is even better than his own action. So let us make good intentions. Let us try to maintain a position of focus and attention, and that our intention is that inshallah we'll sit properly and we'll try to as much as possible to sit in such a position that we are able to pay attention and acquire Islamic knowledge from this discourse, and with the intention that these points that we will inshallah derive from this episode, we'll act upon it and try to make it to reach to others by way of informing others and passing on the message to others, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, we have heard how important it is to build a home that is full of harmony, that is full of love, that is full of affection. But this love and this bond that should be built on the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything that you find in the deen of Islam is absolutely perfect. It is the most perfect thing that you can ever find, that you never find anywhere else besides in our deen. So love and the strong bond of love between husband and wife, in order to build a religious Islamic environment at home, dearest Madani Channel viewers, listen very carefully. This bond should be a bond that is connected to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is a bond that is built upon what Islam has brought to us. You will not find it anywhere else besides from the teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, besides from, other than from the character of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, you find a home, Allah azza wa jal, as we had that Allah has made for us our homes a place, an abode of peace. So this abode, this place of peace means a place that one should find tranquility and peace. So if the Muslim wants to perfect the family, he has to begin with the home. You want to perfect your family, you start at home. As they say, goes in English, charity begins at home. So there is a difference between a house and a home. A house and a home, there is a huge difference. A home is more specific and detailed. So we want to have a perfect Muslim family and a perfect home. This is the desire and that is the wish of everybody. We want to make our homes a home since Allah Azza wa Jal had designated the home as a place of refuge and tranquility and peace. So ulama said, where Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned that a house is an abode of peace and tranquility, Allah is mentioning His complete blessings to those particular people who reside in that house and has given them homes which are a peaceful abode to them, to which they treat and they seek refuge. So you that home can only be perfect. It can only be a true home that is peace and tranquility only if it is linked to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So for us to retreat to our homes is a haven and a place of solace which covers us and gives us all kinds of benefits. We, on the other hand, we have to ensure that for that home to become a perfect home, to become a true place of solace, which covers us, which protects us, and which is a place of an abode that we should go to rest, it has to be a home that will find deen, that will find Islam, that will find the sifat, the character of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So whether or not one is married, one has to try and maintain that home should be a home of Islam. So each and every house, every home, it must be a home of Islam. It must be a home where the characteristics of Islam are shown to the entire community and in the society as a whole. So you find in today's time, ourselves in the public, we become that pious person in front of others. But when we go home, we become the enemy of Allah in our private life. What a double standard. So the focus is that how do we build a home that is religiously and spiritually inclined towards to love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because we find today's time, a person is pious in the public, but when he goes home, it's totally a different story. So some people have this tendency in their lives, and when they're outside, they become friends of Allah in front of people. But if you were to see them in their homes, you would see that they have not perfected their Islam. At home there is no Islam. At home there is no way out that what is shown in the public is the same case as at home. So this home is a retreat in heaven, and it covers the earth and should give us all kinds of benefits. So one question that can be asked is your home the place that offers a cover and gives you retreat and peace and protects you? And also, is it the home the place that covers and protects the women as well? Is it sufficient to be called a true home of a Muslim? Is it a true home that is full of what people should learn about Islam? Is it a home that the man that resides in it, who goes about when in the masjid, is known to be a pious person? Is it the same environment that is maintained at home? So inshallah azza wa jal, we'll hear about the importance of how we as men foremostly should make efforts to try and make our homes a home of Islam. So it is stated that in one narration, a man will be brought forward on the day of judgment in the court of Allah azza wa jal. What a man will be brought in the court of Allah azza wa jal, in his court. So his wife and children will beseech, they will ask, O Allah azza wa jal, this man here, he did not care to teach us about the deen, and he provided us with haram. He provided us what? Haram sustenance. And we were not aware of it. He would be beaten so severely due to haram sustenance that his skin and even flesh would come out of his bones. Ma'adallah. That would be the consequence of his own family coming in the court of Allah to request Allah that, Ya Allah, whatever haram, whatever wrong things that we did, it was because this man never brought that environment of Islam at home. He never changed the environment, nay, what he brought to us was all haram. So he'll be beaten so much, so severely, that because of feeding his family with haram, the beating will be so severe, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, Allah save us, that his skin and even flesh would come out of his bones. May Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla save us. Then he will be brought to the balance, to the scale of justice, or the scale of balance, where angels will bring his good deeds, that will be as heavy as mountains. As we mentioned, some people in today's time, they are seen in public, they are pious. But at home, it's a different story. So this man will be brought in front of Allah, and will be brought in the court of Allah, and will be brought in by the angels who will be weighing the deeds. Then his family members would come one by one, and take his good deeds. Until all his good deeds are finished, they will be taking all the good deeds. Then he would say, turning his face towards his wife and children, Alas, now I have the burden of only those sins which I committed for you. The angels will announce he is the most unfortunate person whose family has taken all his good deeds and he entered Jahannam because of them. So it's a point to be worried. It is a point where we need to think and reflect very, very seriously about our situation. It is a high time that we ourselves begin to take stock of how we ourselves as men are taking our responsibility very seriously. It is high time we begin to ensure that we ourselves, we are building a home, a house, that is based on the true teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So without doubt, extremely unfortunate person is the one who does not guide his wife and children in conformity with the Sunnah and does not teach them the rulings of Islam with regard to hijab. We find in today's time many, many men, they show affection to and love to their wives, and they have this strong bond of love between them and their husbands and their wives. But this bond is not made, or it is not connected to Allah. It is not a bond that is based on the teachings of Islam, on the teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So you find this man that will let his wife to the best of his ability. Instead, he buys her all the makeup that she will begin to use to go out in front of men, where she's supposed to cover herself, and spend all the wealth of the husband in shopping from one place to the other, going to all haram places and mixed gatherings, going all to those sorts of malls and every shop, and without veiling herself. So remember, those that not prevent their women folk and maharim, and those that are under their care, from immodesty, in spite of having capability, are called the youth. They are called the youth. And there is a saying of our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which states, ثَلَاثَةٌ لَا يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ أَبَدًا الدَّيُّوثُ وَالرَّجُلَةُ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَمُدْمِنُ الْخَمْرِ. That our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has warned us and has told us that three persons will never ever enter Jannah. One is the dayyuth. Who is a dayyuth? Insha'Allah, later on this theme will be explained. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warning us severely and seriously. He said three people will never enter Jannah. At the youth, and secondly, the woman who adopts the masculine ways and style, wearing such attire, hairstyles, styles that resembles a man. And number three, a person who's addicted to wine and alcohol. So Allama Alauddin Haskafi alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi has stated, the youth is the person who does not care about his wife or any other mahram woman, that is those that the women folk under his care, whom they are supposed to be under his protection, and he does not care what behavior, how these women go about in front of other men, and how they go unashamedly unveiled in the public. And this man who's supposed to take care of them does not take care of them, does not protect them from going unveiled in front of others and going about un-Islamically dressed. This man who does not care about such of his women folk is called the youth. So we have learned that those not preventing their wives, mothers, sisters, and young daughters from wandering in the streets, marketplaces, shopping centers, malls, and picnic spots where there is intermingling of men and women without veil, in spite of having control, are not only extremely foolish and shameless, but are also undeserving of Jannah and liable for punishment in the hereafter. Allah Azza wa Jalla forbid. Furthermore, those not forbidding them from behaving informally and laughingly without veil towards non-mahram, those who let their women folk intermingle with those people that not supposed to intermingle with them, all those people as well are called the youth. However, if a man tries his best to forbid them, but they don't listen, so there is neither any blame on him, nor is he a the youth in this case. So, on the other hand, we ourselves, to maintain a good Islamic religious environment at home, we need to ensure that we as men protect our women folk. That bond of love that we should build at home, it should be a bond that is built upon the teachings of Islam. And that we have learned that in this episode, that the Islam, in a home of a Muslim should be an Islamic home. It should be a home where Islam thrives. It should be a home where the teachings of Islam flourish. Not that we present ourselves in front of the public, we are pious. In front of other people, we are pious. But the environment at our home is one that is un-Islamic, unreligious, and totally barefoot of the spirituality and the teachings of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a home cannot be called a true home of Islam. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we understand that Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, He has given us such a perfect religion and has given us such a perfect way of life. If we look at the manner in which we pray, we look at the manner in which we give charity, we look at the manner in which we fast, all aspects of our deen compared to other religions, you'll find that Islam has laid the best ways for a human being in this worldly life. So, should we be copying other religions? Should we be copying other nations? So should our families be copying and imitating other nations when it comes to the way in which the standards of our living? So this is a duty to the husband, that in our trying to maintain that bond, that true bond of love and affection with our wives, we should also ensure that Sharia becomes the standard of that will guide us at home. And it is the model, no any other model is there at home besides taking the perfect of all example from the one that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us as the best role model. And that is our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we find that the challenges that we face in today's modern life, these are true challenges. And yes, the challenges are there. Everything happens by the will of Allah. And these challenges are there to test us. And all this fitna taking place around us and everywhere else, these are all the challenges and the tests that Allah Azza wa Jalla has kept in place in order to test us of our iman. So I make dua to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla that Allah Azza wa Jalla enable us. And Allah give us the strength. Allah Azza wa Jal make us firm in our resolution to become true believers, to become sincere believers, and to rise up to the challenges that we are facing and build a perfect Islamic and religious environment at home. Ameen. Bijahi Nabil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Thank you Allah for the Madani environment. Thank you Allah for all your blessings. Thank you Allah for all your blessings. Thank you Allah.